The California recall campaign has all the elements of a television soap opera: sex, money, power. Still, many viewers around the country may be delighted when the recall race is canceled this Tuesday as voters go to the polls. First, they'll decide whether to let Democratic Governor Gray Davis keep his job, and second, which gubernatorial wannabe they would choose to replace Davis. Los Angeles Times reporter Matea Gold has been covering the recall, and she joins us from the studios of NPR West. Matea, welcome.
Great to be here, Linda.
So first things first, how's it looking for the governor, Gray Davis?
Well, he has a very tough uphill battle in the next few days. Most of the polls show that yes on the recall is winning by about 14 points. So many folks think that if he's going to pull this off, it's really going to take a miracle.
So the leading Republican, as we all know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has kind of had a bad week, Matea. He's confronted seemingly daily revelations of sexual improprieties, other reports of past misconduct, quotes about Hitler that appear to be approving. Still, he's leading the pack. His numbers keep getting better. What's happening?
Well, a lot of analysts say that really if these kinds of revelations had come out maybe 3 weeks ago, they would have had a much larger effect on the race. As it is, we really don't know what kind of impact they're going to have. There's just a few short days left. Lots of voters I've spoken to said, you know, I don't really care about these things. I think that these allegations of groping and sexual harassment are from the past, although some of them are from as recent as the year 2000. They dismiss these comments that he allegedly said that he had some kind of admiration for Hitler. They discount that. There's really a sense among the electorate they really are desperate for a leader. And in Schwarzenegger, many people say that they see that and they plan on voting for him despite all of this.
Conservative State Senator Tom McClintock is lagging, but he has stayed in the race. Do you think he's hurting himself for future jobs, future elections?
Well, McClintock says that he's really sticking by his principles, and this is not something that he's going to compromise on. I think for him, this is a win-win situation. He's gotten enormous name recognition out of this. He's really shored up a lot of support among conservatives. And he's been making the case the last few days that polls show that many voters think that I have the most experience to be running this state, but they're afraid to vote for me and split the Republican vote. And if everybody voted their conscience, I could be the next governor. So he's going to be making that argument, I think, up until the polls close.
And then, of course, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante also seems to be fading. Why did his campaign do so badly, do you think?
Well, the lieutenant governor has had some missteps along the way. He attempted to circumvent some of the campaign finance laws and raise money into an old campaign committee that was not subject to current contribution limits. His campaign said it was perfectly legal, but there was a perception that he was trying to skirt the rules. That hurt him with a lot of voters. He also has not been out there that much on the campaign trail. He really has a fundraising disadvantage compared to Arnold Schwarzenegger, so he's had to do a lot of fundraisers and really has not been able to devote as much time just to the public campaign events that'll get his name out there.
So will this really be over on Tuesday, Matea?
Well, everyone's waiting to see. I think that it's clear no matter what happens, no matter who wins, and if the recall does pass, there's going to be a lot to be sorted out. You know, the new governor, if there is a new governor, will take office once the results are certified, but the Secretary of State says that could be up to a month after the election because it's going to take so long to go through all the votes and count them and double count them, make sure that they know exactly what's happened. So we're definitely going to have a period of uncertainty, I think it's safe to say, here in California.
Los Angeles Times reporter Matea Gold. Matea, thank you very much.
My pleasure.